Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
Let's celebrate.
spiritual place that I entered in that moment. And God said to me, as he embraced me, like I've never been held before in arms like that ever, just let me know how much he loved me. And then from this place, he would elevate me to a place that I would never know. I have no family, no life, no love, no self-respect. You know, I've had 2 crack babies. I have 5 children, custody of none of them. I can't even imagine that somebody would love me enough to take me to a different place than where I was. That would give me hope and love and joy. And then he gave me this song.
Happy birthday in heaven. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Sheila Ray. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Happy Birthday in Heaven celebration for Sheila Ray Charles with family and friends live on Tribe Family Channel. I am honored and blessed to have met Sheila Ray Charles via, I would say, in a virtual way, in a spiritual way, not in the natural, but in the spirit. And it is in this space that I am blessed to be able to honor her birthday today. We are lit up and the phone lines are too. So we're going to start opening those lines so you as well can celebrate and cherish the life and the love that you so fondly will be soon speaking of. Sheila Ray Charles. Let me just read a little bit about her bio for the listeners that do not know. Sheila Ray Charles was one of 12 children of Ray Charles. She was raised in Cambridge, Ohio, by her mother. She met her father when she was 14 years old in Los Angeles. She actually did some recording in the studio with him, and she also had the opportunity to travel. She found herself traveling with the DeBarge family, which then led her to Minneapolis, where she did some recording at Paisley Park, Prince's studio. Now, Sheila Ray Charles was voted New Artist of the Year at the Minnesota Black Music Awards and continued to receive advice from her father on her musical career. And as you just heard, Have I Told You Lately was also her ringtone. And everyone will certainly, surely cherish that memory. I am Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel. We are honoring the life and legacy of Sheila Ray Charles. So now I am going to turn over the mic to her family and friends. I'm going to call you out by area code, and you can let everyone know who you are and who you are to Sheila Ray Charles. Now, we are recording live, so any shuffling in the background is picked up. If your call drops, simply call right back and I will see you in the studio. So first I'm going to call out area code 612, prefix 876. Area code 612, prefix 876. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Beverly. This is Patricia Maltz.
Hi, Patricia. How are you? And who are you to Sheila Ray Charles?
Well, I'm good, thank you. My role with Sheila Ray Charles is that she hired me as her manager almost 26 years ago, October 1st. Actually, I met her 26 years ago, October 1st. And probably about 4 months into that, after that date, she asked me to be her manager. And so I've had a long road with Sheila Ray. And by the time we came to the end of that road, she was more of a daughter and friend than probably a business relationship, although we always had a business relationship till the very end. But anyhow, I've had a long opportunity to know her, to travel with her, to be with her, to see her grow, to see the pain she experienced on many of the occasions, and to celebrate a wonderful gift that this woman brought to our world. She touched many, many, many lives.
Yes,
so that's
she
who
did.
I am.
Yes, she has. Well, yes, she has, and yes, she did indeed. And I am honored to have met you through Sheila. And I want to say a happy anniversary this Sunday for your union with Sheila Ray Charles. And God bless you as you continue to keep her voice and legacy alive. She is definitely smiling down on her friends and family today because you are all gathered here together for her, and her memory and her spirit lives. And so she is smiling, and I am smiling. I'm going to open up another caller, area code 404, prefix 333. Area code 404, prefix 333. Who are you?
This is Robin Charles. I am Fuel's baby sister.
Speak up, please.
This is Robin Charles, and I am Sheila's baby sister.
Well,
can
hello,
you hear me, okay?
Baby girl. Hi, how are you? How are you? Beverly and Pat here with you.
Hi, Pat.
Well, hello there, Robin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, good. It's good to hear your voice.
Yours, too. Thank
yes.
you, God, for the invite. This is truly a joyous occasion, although I'm sure that there are many of us that are still a little saddened. Just the reminder of all of the many years that we spent celebrating with the diva known as Sheila and not having the knockdown dragouts at the card table or the food cooking on the grill or the yelling through the living room and the backyard and everywhere else at the kids and everyone else. It's just all of the many memories that we are accustomed to having at this time in our lives and hers that we're missing right now.
Yeah, yeah. She lived really large, and the thing that I'm so amused by is I can still see her walking back and forth from my kitchen to my living room on the cell phone, talking.
Right.
many
exactly.
days.
Yeah, even on her birthday,
talk on that phone.
Celebrating
oh, yeah.
her. Right. We're celebrating her, and we have cake, and we have food, and we have bubbly, and she's like, hold on 1 second. I got to take this call, y'all. I'll be right back.
Wow. Well, let's get some of the other fond memories on this line. Let me open up some more of these lines. Area code 813, prefix 960. Area code 813, prefix 960. Who are we speaking with? You're on with Pat and Robin. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and pass on area code 813, and we're going to go on down to area code 540. Area code 540, prefix 368. Happy birthday, Sheila Ray Charles celebration. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Honey.
Hello,
Hello
honey.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
This is Sheila's mother in love. I did not do mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. She was my daughter, and I loved her very, very much, and was happy to see her get to a point in her life where she had shared with me just how much, how happy she was in her marriage and how happy her husband made her and how she had never been at that point in her life and felt that love of being that queen and having that king right there with her. So this evening I represent him as well as myself in calling in and saying how much we love her, how much we miss her. He is truly having a hard time with this. So I ask y'all to keep him in your prayers, and so he won't be on the line this evening. But she was just special from the very first time I met her. Even though we were close in age, I teased her a lot about calling me mom because we were only 6 years apart, and I teased her about being a cougar, but I never knew anybody who loved as hard as she did, and I saw that demonstrated in her marriage. I saw her through some good times and some bad times. I didn't get to have her in my life as long as the other people that are on the phone did. But I did have her in my life, and I thank God every day that I was allowed to experience the diva. Now, the difference is when that diva was in my house, we had to share the space because two divas can't be in the same kitchen or anything like that. So we had to kind of share that spotlight. But I have also experienced her walking back and forth through the house because when I first met her and she did it the first time, I asked my son, is this going to be all the time? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, can we have a truce where she goes in another room and do it because it's going to drive me crazy. I can't take it. So we had to make a truce that she walked the floor in another room, not in the room that you were in while you were watching TV right in front of you. So, but she was just awesome. The impact that she has left on so many young people, so many people incarcerated, so many people that had lost hope. I've seen her give her last to somebody and then wonder how she was going to make it. You don't see too many true people who love the lost, who love the people who nobody else wants to love, to hug the people who might not smell the greatest in the world, and she could care less. But she was truly, truly an awesome woman of God, child of God, my daughter in love.
Amen. 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 It's a pleasure and an honor to have all of you celebrate Sheila Rae Charles, and we're going to open up some of your other dear family members and friends to join you. Area code 612-462. Area code 612-462. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, and hello to you all. This is Phyllis. I considered myself Sheila's sister-in-law. We met many, many years ago. Pat, how are you, dear?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad you're on. Thank you for calling in. This is great.
Oh, no problem. And Tony's mother, is that who just spoke?
Yes.
Yes, honey.
Well, hello. And I want to thank your son or whoever released that picture of you loving her and her loving you toward the end, and you know her natural hair, which she let me see the last time she was in Minneapolis. That I love that photo, and I'm sure you, I'm sure she felt the love you had for her, and thank you for having your child who became her husband. And I love Sheila so very much. She has grown quite a bit since we met. And she may be a little older than me. I'm not sure. Her and my brother have a child together. And it didn't matter, you know, how all these people are kneeling for a certain thing or whatever. Sheila, you could see she loved no matter whether you were white, black, poor, rich, hungry, old, young, you know, no, what nationality, why they say race, it's really nationality because it is the human race. We are all one race. But it didn't matter who you were in the world. She was able to love you. And I miss her a great deal. Okay. Love you, Sheila.
Amen, amen, amen. And let's go ahead and get someone else on to join the friends and family as they celebrate the life and legacy of Sheila Rae Charles. Area code 508, prefix 509. Who are we speaking with? Area code 508-509, prefix, who are we speaking with?
Well, this is Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Hello,
hi.
Patty and Jerome.
Hi, family.
Hi, everyone and family.
Adam, say hi.
How we doing, guys?
My nephew Adam's here. We had many of great times that we shared with Sheila out here in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Our sister.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what we call her. Our sister. That's what she is.
We would wait for that phone call that said, hey, sister. I can't even say that without making a pain in my heart. But she said, hey, sister. I'm coming to town. Whatever you're doing, clear the way because I'm coming in.
And that's what we did. I had to clear the way. And and the diva was in town, and we loved it when Sheila and Tony came to town. Man, many times of ministry, just watching them reach out and grabbing the love on all kinds of souls, and it didn't matter who you were. Sheila had a good word for you and just yeah. loved you to the utmost. And she was such a great example of somebody who just accepts people exactly where they're at, but loves them from where they're at to a greater place.
I was thinking of the first time we met her down in Plymouth, and we had brought some of the guys from the addiction program that we founded. And while we were out there, we went out and watched Sheila actually minister to the people at the church. And when she finished, she asked who we were, came over, we went up to her table, and they took the change that was given for the CDs, and she actually dumped that into an envelope for us and said, "You guys take that and minister to these men that you brought with you today." And that was just the beginning of a journey of watching Sheila's style. Yeah. Ministering, whether it was in the streets yeah. or the churches, sidewalk.
Oh, but you missed such an important part. There was a gentleman who was drunk, had fallen, and had a black eye, who had come into the church, and that's really where it began. They mm-hmm. ministered, and then they called us over. "Who are you?" "Breaking the chains of addictions." And we came over and talked and met Sheila, and we took that gentleman with us, and then they dumped the money and said, "This is for him." And,
yeah.
and to support him. And that was it. We said, "Oh, we got to get to know her better." And we prayed about it and everything. And the next thing you know, Pat, you made it happen.
Yep, Pat made it happen.
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's been amazing.
Amen, amen. Amen to that. Now, I want to make sure that we get another caller in so that they can share while you're all on. Area code 317, prefix 760. Area code 317-760. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hi, speak up. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, can you hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes, we
okay,
can hear you. Go
hi,
ahead.
This is Kim. Hi, Pat.
Well, hello there, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim.
I'm so blessed. I can't stand myself. Is that hun?
Yep, that's me.
Hi, Miss Cheryl. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, well, much prayer going up for you. Okay, so my memories of Sheila are happy and sad. Sad because I miss her so much. There's a big hole in my heart where Sheila is concerned, and I remember when I first met Sheila 11 years ago, we were both ministering at the same women's prison in Indiana, and I was up to pray. I was on the ticket to pray and to minister, and I remember when I prayed, and Sheila, I heard her in the background say, "Whoa, who is
that?"
And so we became friends, and after that I became her mentor, and whenever she needed what she called her spiritual fill-up, then she would call me, and she would call Pat and say, "Pat, I need you to make it happen. I need to get to Indiana, spend a few days with my sis." And I remember, and I'm going to try to make this real quick, when I got the call that she was not doing well, and I hopped a plane, went down to Florida, and I remember her looking at me because she couldn't believe I was in Florida, and so she said, "I just need you to pray." So we prayed, and we just loved on each other, and Sheila will be very, very missed. I call her the Apostle of Love, and just loved so many people and from all walks of life. And she will definitely be missed by me. I don't know if there will ever be another Sheila Ray Charles.
Well, I want all of you to listen to a recording that we have of Sheila Ray Charles So if some of the background noise and shuffling can cease, because this is recorded live and it's archived, and we do want to be able to go back and hear a clear recording. Now, this is Beverly Black. I'm the creator of this program, Tribe Family Channel. I have the honor of introducing Sheila Ray Charles to a former business partner who created Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO. Sheila became a business partner with him. His name is Mr. Bruce George, and his movement is called Genius is Common. Sheila recorded her own Genius is Common video, and we're going to hear that video right now.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sheila Ray Charles, daughter of the legendary singer Ray Charles, and I want to tell you something. Genius is common. I am so excited to share with you my genius and continuing in the legacy of the genius of my father. Ray Charles was known all over the world as the genius of soul. He truly created an image for himself through his music, through all of his accomplishments, from being from the rural South and being blind and overcoming all of these obstacles that many people across this nation would consider supernatural. And through his legacy, I get to share in that through my own music, Behind the Shades, Hope Beyond the Darkness, my book that I wrote about my story, which talks about the life that I had being the daughter of Ray Charles. It talks about my life through drugs and addiction. It talks about me overcoming through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who did for me what I could not do for myself. I get to talk about my genius through the music that I have, that I get to share through my own songs, the stories of my life and what I've been through and how I overcame through the love of music, through being able to write my feelings and emotions down so that I could share them with you. I get to travel all over the world sharing my testimony of being freed from 21 years of crack cocaine, being freed not just in my mind, but being freed behind the bars of federal prison. I want to talk about how important it is that you know that you have a genius inside of you that is waiting to just come alive, and all you have to do is know that your genius is there. I'm Sheila Ray Charles, and I'm excited to tell you that genius is common. And never forget that that awakening is inside of you, and all you have to do is trust and believe that you have a genius living inside of you. God bless you. God keep you. And please find me on SheilaRayCharles.com, Sheila Ray Charles on Facebook, Sheila Ray Charles on Twitter, and look more deeply inside of the work that God has given me to share with you. God bless you, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon. And remember, genius truly is common.
Pat, we're going to start with you and ask you to give us your fondest memories and your parting words.
My fondest memories, oh my goodness, there's so many. How do you, I think one of the one that was most startling to me was the very first time that Sheila went back into a prison and to minister, and I went with her, and she looked at me rather panicked when the gate locked behind us. And of course, I'd never been through this process, and so we looked at each other, and I said, "We do get to leave." And she said, "Oh yes, thank you." And it just was so startling to her. But you know, she went from that to volunteering to sign autographs for 400 women in the prison in Colorado. And I said, "Never again can you sign 400 in 1 hour. Too many." She was just, you know, her wrists hardly worked afterwards. I mean, then we have all sorts of interesting luggage experiences. I learned very early on traveling with her that I would always close my suitcases. otherwise, all of my things would be around the room and her things would be in my suitcase. So she was just a character. We had so much fun together and traveled everywhere. We went to Pascagoula, Mississippi after Hurricane Katrina. That was an eye-opening experience. Just all the pieces, the argument we got in over having Tony as her road manager, so she married him. I mean, it was great.
Hey, now.
I said, this is how it is. So the next thing I knew, they were married. I'm going, this is good. This is good. So we had lots of very loving times together and lots of joyful times going to Europe, going to Japan. There were just many, many, many wonderful, memories. The first time I got to meet Robin down in Mississippi with her, or was it Mississippi? No, it was in Louisiana. And they did a concert together. And I mean, what a thrill that was. So my parting words to her, with her, were how much I loved her and her to me. So that's what I have to share.
Robin?
Yes, ma'am.
Your parting words and thoughts?
My parting words and thoughts. My sister, I grew up most of my life without but one sibling on my mother's side. And then one day I was blessed with 11 brothers and sisters. And Sheila was the one that attached to my heart. She was my big sister as much as she sometimes was my baby sister. And more than anything, she was my best friend. She was there to dry my tears. She was there to laugh with me through all of my joyous occasions and to celebrate my successes and to remind me that God was there with me through everything and that she would be there too. And I just, my parting words are that I hope that I can learn to love the way she did, because life is hard out here. And she found a way, in spite of all of her tragedy and her trauma and her turmoil, to smile and love again and to be loved by so many. And I just love her for it, and I miss her immensely.
God bless you, sweetie. God bless you. Honey?
Two things that really stand out to me is, one, the day she got married, and as Pat said, they showed up and told me they were getting married the next morning, and it had to be before I left town, and I had a 4 o'clock flight. So lots of things happened between the hours of 7 a.m. and 3 o'clock when I hit the airport to get ready to get on a plane. But just watching her take her vows with tears running down her face, watching him take his vows with tears running down his face, and just to see them become one and their ministry work that they did together and loving so many people. And then the second thing that I remember is going to Boston for Mother's Day. We had made a vow that we would always be together on Mother's Day. So every Mother's Day, wherever they were, they made sure I was with them. So it would be the three of us. And it was when I met Patty and Jerome, and we did our limo ride for 2.5 hours to a concert, but we just had so much fun.
Yes, we did.
Just the getting to know new people and loving and sharing. And the one thing that I would say to her, which I did say to her, is I love you and you're not in pain anymore. And heaven has gained an angel.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Kim? Isn't there a Kim on the line? Okay, I guess her call dropped off. Area code 612462, are you still there?
I am. I am Phyllis, and when I first met Sheila, she lived with me for quite a while. Well, my memory, okay. So one of my memories, there are so many, is when she was on the run, and Pat and I invited her to my church, and her and Pat came, and I remember asking the first lady if she could sing there, but I didn't let them know that she was on the run. And she told me a date and that she would pray about it. Anyways, years later, when Sheila was set free, she did end up performing for my bishop on his birthday at our church. And she was with Tony. And I saw that he treated her like a lady. And I asked her and him if the person I was dating at the time, if he could give him some instruction. And then I remember while she was on the stage singing for our church, before she said that they were going to get married to honor God. And my parting words is she was truly what God would appreciate on earth, loving everyone, like who God is, but on earth. And that's it. And I love her dearly.
Amen.
She's truly missed.
Amen. Kim, are you back on the line for your parting words and sentiments?
Yes, hold on. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, in parting, I would like to say that Sheila will be sadly, sadly missed. But I also have a lot of happy, very happy memories of Sheila. But I will always miss her and Tony just popping in without notice and just giving me that call the day before saying, hey, sis, can we come? And just I will forever miss that. And in parting, I would like to say, you know, if people want to honor Sheila, then Sheila was a person that gave of herself. So in order to honor her legacy, then we all need to be giving of ourselves.
And amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen. Now, did I forget any of the family and friends before I go to Tribe Family Channel's crew?
Well, Patty and Jerome, we just want to give our parting sentiment. Is that we're just so thankful that one of Sheila's desires that she always talked about was us meeting her sister Robin, getting with Honey, getting with Deja, getting with all the people that were close to her that made up the family. And we're just so thankful to the Lord that forever we're going to miss Sheila, but we're so grateful that her family has embraced us and will continue to embrace them throughout our lives, and we are so thankful for that.
Yes, and also bringing Tony and Honey and Pat and Robin and Deja and just everyone into our lives and embracing our whole family. We remember Sheila showing such a great amount of love when she went to our aunt who was sick in the hospital. Sheila was on her way to a concert and stopped and said, I'll go to that hospital. And she went to that hospital, and she sang and just loved on our aunt before she passed. Before our aunt passed, Sheila just poured out to her, and that made our aunt's day more than anything. So just the love that she gave, and even to the kids. She made it to every basketball game and football game. She was there cheering in the crowds, and people were wondering, who is that lady screaming so loud? And then they found out it was Sheila Ray Charles.
Wow.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Well, yeah. We certainly are so honored to bring all of you, family and friends, together. to celebrate the life and legacy of Sheila Ray Charles. And we have on the line from the music industry one of the executive management teams of the Shy Light. Her name is Daisy Queen of Brown, Queen of Diamonds Brown, and she is here to represent the Shy Light, the last man standing, Marshall Thompson, who knew Sheila Ray Charles, and she wants to just say a few words out of his camp.
I just want to say good evening. Thank you, Beverly, and hello to everyone. I did not meet Sheila, but I did know her dad because I've been a part of the Shy Light family for about 46 years now. So in all of those years I've met just so many people, and but I've learned to love Sheila just by listening to Beverly talk about her. She, oh my God, it's like I knew her myself. I really never met her, but the love that Beverly displayed or projected would let you know what kind of person she had to have been. And to Honey, I believe you said your name was, the mother in love, I love that title. You rarely hear a mother-in-law want to embrace a daughter-in-law as such the way you've done. And I commend you for that. To the sister and the manager, I understand what you're going through because we've had a lot of deaths in our family. As you know, Marshall is the last man standing. And it's kind of hard sometimes for us to be up on the stage at certain points and look around and the original guys are no longer there, but we know that they are still there with us. And just keep in mind that God makes no mistakes, and she will be with you all forever as long as you have her in your mind and in your heart. And in closing, I just say God bless to all of you. And I can understand you're missing her, loving her, but more so the fact that she loved you all is very, very special. And once again, God bless each and every one of you.
Amen, amen.
Thank you.
Well, this is Beverly Black, and I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel. And I reached out to Sheila Ray Charles some years back. And I was very honored that she was so approachable and so loving and so welcoming. And she embraced me. We got a chance to talk on the phone many times. She introduced me to Pat. Pat sent me her book, which I'm holding now, Behind the Shades, Hope Behind the Darkness, Sheila Ray Charles. I read this book from cover to cover. I was right there in it with her. I was rolling up my sleeves. I was fighting. I was laughing. I was crying. I was on the bus with her when she was on her way to prison. I was being freed with her when she was being freed. I was overcoming my crack addiction of 8 years when she was overcoming her heroin. And so I saluted and championed for Sheila Ray Charles. I loved her from California as much as I possibly could. I was honored to introduce her to Malik Yoba 1 week after he left the series Empire. I was honored to introduce her to Ms. Geraldine Hollis, one of the Tougaloo Nine that sat and integrated the boycott of the Mississippi library system in 1961. I was so honored to have Sheila to introduce her to Dwan Smith from the movie, the original movie Sparkle. I was just honored to be able to say that I was connected with Sheila Ray Charles, somebody so loving in her ministry, and then to the people that I'm dealing with in the music industry, them knowing her from another side and another angle, and they know they've seen her and they've talked to her, and just to hear about her travels and how she was blessing people. I never got a chance to talk to anyone that was in the prison system, being able to go minister to people and go speak to the juvenile system, and I just really admired her ministry, and she truly did did ministry work. That is ministry work that she did. And people, not everybody had, you know, such great things to say about her level of ministry, but that's when people do not understand true ministry. That's attributed to their ignorance. That is attributed to their ignorance, because true ministry is what Sheila Ray Charles showed us. And she showed us by way of agape love. She didn't know me from a can of paint, okay? And none of y'all do either, but guess what? I'm here, and I love on y'all from a distance. I want to embrace each and every one of you, and I want you to continue to champion her voice. That's why I'm hyped like this, because this is another element of her love and her ministry, to be able to bring everyone together like this on the phone from all walks of life, from all different states, all parts of this continent, and in a time like this where more love needs to be shown. And that's what she showed. She showed agape love. And so I want to thank each and every one of you for allowing this moment so that I could say hello and let you know that you are all truly, truly in our prayers here at Tribe Family Channel. And we're going to go out listening to Sheila Ray Charles. It's so amazing. Is that all right with all of you?
Yes,
amen.
Before you,
amen.
Before you do
bring
that, may I ask you where you're located, where you are located?
I'm in California. Excuse me. I'm in California.
Okay. Would Deja or Pat know how to reach you?
Yes, I do. You bet.
Oh, okay. Okay, Pat. Thank you.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. In fact, I want to thank Pat for making this possible. See, that's how, that's what's been going on behind the scenes. Without Pat, none of this would have been possible, ladies and gentlemen. So from the bottom of my heart, I just really, really want to say that you all continue to keep her light and legacy alive, because she lives through you. She lives through all of the love that you guys continue to carry on. So continue to be blessed and do not stress. Don't stress the test. Okay. Keep her memory alive. Now, you know what? I'm going to break protocol because another caller has popped up. Thank you so much for that. So I'm going to go ahead and open the line once more. We have caller area code 941 prefix 779. We're about to get off the line, but who are you, and would you like to share your sentiments about Sheila Ray Charles?
Yes.
Okay, turn down your audio in the background because it's reverbing from the radio show. So turn down your audio and tell us who you are, area code 941.
Okay. 941, I am Mama White, known as Miss Barbara, but to Sheila and her family, they call me Mama White, and I just want to give a wonderful shout-out to Sheila, my goddaughter, and just say that I have had such an amazing time with this young lady, and God has put many, many laughters and joy and smiles in my heart because of her. And as I stand right here in my kitchen, I can hear a voice just talking and singing and laughing and also cooking. What she loves to do good is cooking at a cabbage, and she cooks cabbage mixed with some type of special greens, and we have had some wonderful times. I thank God for her. I thank God
Amen.
For the family. And I thank God for the work and the great passion and calling that God placed in her heart to reach out to the unfortunate and just to reach out to people and love on them through Jesus in her life.
Amen.
My life will never, ever be the same. I'm grateful for her. I love her family. God bless you. Thank you. Let me share.
Well, wait, Mama
Thank
White,
you
before
sharing.
You go, everyone wants to know where you are. What state are you in?
I'm in Florida, and I live in Bradenton.
All right.
Mama White is where Sheila and Tony were for the last part of Sheila's life, and Mama White has been a wonderful, wonderful gift to Sheila and Tony and to the Bradenton community in general. She takes all these kids to camp, and she's out playing volleyball with them in the middle of nowhere. I don't know what else she does, but she's busy. And then every morning she's in her prayer room at, I don't know, 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you wake up hearing her pray.
You bet. She and Sheila would be in that prayer room.
Sherry and I.
Yeah,
right.
Music playing and alone saying hallelujah and then the glory fall and God is coming in and yes, it's amazing. Yes.
Yeah. Thank God for
Mama White, do you know Sheila's baby sister Robin?
Of course.
All right, I'm just checking. She's on the line if you want to say hello.
Who else on the line? Hi.
Honey's here.
Hi, Miss Honey. Hi. I hear Miss Pat. God bless
you
all.
Patty and Jerome.
Hi, yes, Patty and Jerome are here. Hello. We love you.
Hi, Daisy Brown, representing Marshall Thompson of the Shalites.
Yes.
Yes. I have another friend here, Mr. Houston, from Christian Retreat. We just love her. We love this lady. We love her work, her and her husband. And we are just so blessed. Yes,
amen.
Just to know her. Amen. Okay.
And not only are you so blessed, but as Sheila would say, you're so amazing. So thank you all, and continue to be blessed, and God bless you, all right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Night
God
all.
Bless you.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you so
and
much.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
The Lord is so amazing. God has truly been amazing. The love he showed me when he sacrificed his only son. And what a blessing Christ Jesus in me. I'm all I am because of what the Lord has done. It's so amazing to be loved by the Holy Spirit, Father and the Son. Yes, the Lord's amazing love, my God. Yes, the Lord knows.